Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Golden Maze by Richard Feidler. Somewhere beyond the orbit of Mars, among the countless boulders and planetoids of the asteroid belt, lies a rock around 70 kilometres wide, known by astronomers as 264 Libusha. The asteroid was named after the legendary witch queen of Bohemia, who was said to have founded the city of Prague. Libusha, according to the legend, was uncommonly wise and blessed with the gift of prophecy. Her exploits were first recorded in a chronicle written 1,000 years ago. Queen Libusha, it was said, stood on the edge of a steep cliff one day, looking down at the vault of a river and the forest beyond, when her attendants saw that her breath was short and that her eyes had become strange and dreamy. Stretching her arms towards the wilderness, Libusha gave voice to the prophecy welling up from within. "I see a great city. Its glory will touch the stars." Turning to her attendants, she said, "In the forest below, there is a clearing. There you will find a man making the best use of his teeth at midday. That is the place where this city will be founded." The courtiers went down into the valley, and in the clearing, they found some men in the process of building a house. It was midday, and so they were eating their lunch. One of the men, however, was still at work, sawing a block of wood. The courtiers had found their man. "What are you making?" they asked. "A threshold," he replied. "A threshold for a house. A plah in the Czech language. Which is how the city that grew up there came to be known as Prah or Prague." A threshold, in a children's tale, is a device that serves as a point of transition from the everyday world into the dream realm. Ideally, it's a commonplace object: a looking glass, a wardrobe in an attic, a broken gate at the bottom of a meadow. So many visitors to Prague over the centuries have noticed this uneasy liminal quality, the uncanny stillness of the streets on a winter's night can make the waking world appear thin and diaphanous. Even the drab Soviet-era apartment blocks of Prague can seem airless and haunted.